This is Jesse Bangu with Amnesty International. Every day around the world, people are denied their most basic rights, such as the right to life, equality, and the freedom of opinion. The United Nations defined these rights in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The declaration was adopted in 1948 without dissent, so all United Nations countries are bound to its standards. However, many UN members violate individuals' rights. This report is the first in a regular series dedicated to exposing human rights violations around the world. This is the Human Rights Report, brought to you by the University of Arizona's Amnesty International chapter. Many people have heard about Amnesty International and its work promoting human rights, but a non-member may not realize how it works. Amnesty International is a non-profit, grassroots activist organization dedicated to basic human rights. British lawyer Peter Benenson issued the first Appeal for Amnesty in 1961. Since then, Amnesty International has publicized human rights issues to pressure governments into preserving the rights of their citizens. Our approach is simple. We write letters to those in charge who can take action against human rights abuses. Countries who care about their image have responded to these letters, confirming the effectiveness of this grassroots technique. Amnesty International was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1977 for its work against torture, unjust imprisonment, and the death penalty. We also work for fair trials, political refugees, and promoting the Universal Declaration of Human Rights around the world. Our letters are sent to government leaders, but we may also target corporate leaders who can be equally responsible for preserving people's rights. Amnesty always does its own research before taking action on any case, preserving its independent status. Furthermore, we do not accept funding from any government, which would bias our impartial view. Our most important resource, though, is the membership. Over 1 million people around the world have joined together to publicize human rights. The world has felt the power of this solidarity. Over the past 40 years, Amnesty has intervened on behalf of over 47,000 people. Over 45,000 of our cases are now closed. Even in the most severe cases, Amnesty International has helped to improve conditions in over one-third of its urgent action appeals. In addition to individual cases, our work has influenced international events, such as the arrest of Chilean General Augusto Pinochet and the creation of the United Nations Convention Against Torture. But still, governments continue to torture and imprison people without a trial or even charging them with any crime. And beyond these general examples, special human rights issues are associated with women, children, sexual identity, and slavery. Also, multinational corporations are expected to meet the same human rights standards as countries. We can even examine environmental rights, which have become entwined with human rights on so many levels that we cannot preserve one and ignore the other. Today we will look at human rights abuses against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered individuals, often shortened to LGBT or GLBT. Amnesty observes a special month of gay rights in a new campaign against human rights violations based on sexual identity. This new program, called Out Front, focuses on abuses targeted at LGBT people. Many people don't realize that this is a severe problem, but the abuses can be especially cruel and violent. Amnesty International, talking about the Out Front program. The director of the Out Front program, Michael Heflin, describes the year-long program as a focus on torture. LGBT people face physical beatings and sexual abuse by government officials while in custody. Additionally, private individuals may also commit these forms of torture with unspoken approval of the state. LGBT people, and especially women, are vulnerable to torture by these non-state actors. These illegal acts are not often prosecuted or even investigated. As a result, the perpetrators can work with relative impunity. Additionally, Heflin notes that almost half of the world's countries criminalize same-sex relations, so overt discrimination is legally sanctioned, even in most U.S. states. On March 1, 2000, California Democrat Tom Lantos introduced a new resolution in the U.S. Congress called House Concurrent Resolution 259. This resolution recognizes LGBT rights worldwide and condemns violence based on sexual orientation and gender identity. It seeks to reduce the discrimination, harassment, and general climate of hostility against those who are or assume to be lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgendered. If you'd like your representative to support this resolution, please write a letter asking him or her to join the 50 other co-sponsors. In general, a letter is our main tool in the fight for human rights. Torturers prefer to work anonymously, in darkness. When many people around the world write out their support for human rights, the violators and abusers find it hard to work in secret. The goal is to illuminate the incidents of torture in order to reduce them. Unfortunately, there are many examples of people being singled out for more severe punishment at the hands of the law because of their sexual identity, either real or perceived. A Brazilian lesbian, Marley da Silva, was threatened with rape to make her a, quote, proper woman, unquote. A Chicago man, Jeffrey Lyons, was severely beaten outside a police bar near a police station since he was thought to be gay, even though he wasn't. Even worse, dozens of countries around the world openly criminalize homosexuality, opening the door to state-sanctioned torture beyond the extrajudicial punishment from police or prison guards. For example, police in Uganda arrested 5 people and charged them with the crime of being homosexual. All 5 were tortured before they were released. Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, had ordered the arrest of all homosexuals under their penal code. The code further specifies that the penalty for engaging in homosexual acts is life imprisonment. Amnesty International feels that these laws violate basic human rights, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and the African Charter on Human Rights and People's Rights guarantee freedom of expression and association, the right to liberty and security of person, and the right to be free from discrimination. Uganda is party to these documents and must respect these rights. However, the climate of fear continues in Uganda. Their one remaining LGBT organization remains in hiding after recent attacks. Anyone who wants to help can join Amnesty's fight by writing to the Ugandan government, respectfully asking them to abolish Articles 140 and 141 of their penal code, which contradict internationally recognized human rights. For addresses, facts, and telephone numbers, please visit the OutFront webpage, www.amnestyusa.org/outfront. That's www.amnestyusa.org/outfront. Locally, anyone interested in Southern Arizona's LGBT issues should contact Wingspan, an umbrella organization offering support for domestic violence, youth, referral, and general information, free of charge to the LGBT community. Wingspan has provided referral for counseling, legal assistance, and for victims of hate crimes. You can find out more by calling 624-1779 or emailing wingspan@wingspanaz.org. Visit Wingspan on the web at www.wingspanaz.org or in person at 300 East 6th Street. Two local LGBT activist organizations, the Tucson Lesbian Avengers and Outrage, recently organized the Pride Tucson March to celebrate the repealing of Arizona's archaic sex laws and to commemorate the Stonewall Rebellion in 1969. Contact the Lesbian Avengers by calling Dace at 271-7438 or contact Outrage by calling Mark at 881-3293. You've been listening to the Human Rights Report. This is Jesse Bangu from the University of Arizona Chapter on Amnesty International.